lot of praying.
Right now, it looks like the prayers have been answered. I mean, it sounds a lot better in Buffalo.
Definitely, you know, that's great to hear, and hopefully, he makes a full recovery and everything. My thoughts and prayers, go out to him and his family.
Can you take us through the play a little bit?
Really a normal play, to be honest with you, and just a real solid hit. I mean, he hit me hard, and just looked kind of like the wrong way.
Going through something like that, what does that do for you? I mean, I know it's got to be tough as far as after the fact when you hear something like that.
You know it is, but the thing is, I'm just praying for him and just hoping he gets well and everything be all right.
Did you know he was hurt right away?
I didn't, to be honest with you. Kind of when he was laying there, I was real concerned because then when they brought the ambulance, of course, that's a lot of concern. So, I didn't. I hope just precautionary.
What was it? Helmet? Helmet's budding? Was that what it was?
Actually, he hit my shoulder with his helmet. So,
When you were on the field, I guess they showed you. Obviously, everybody was so concerned. Can you tell us kind of what was going through your mind? Do you remember?
Just praying, making sure, just praying for him, make sure he was all right, and like you said, the prayers were answered. So, hopefully, he makes full recovery.
Have you any contact at all with anybody in Buffalo? Have you made any contact with anybody there?
The thing is, we have tried, and but he needs to, go ahead and have his rest and everything, and make sure he gets 100%. But I definitely would like to talk to him.
As a player, is that kind of the most scary thing for you when something like that does happen?
Absolutely. I mean, it happened. To KP when we were playing, a couple weeks ago, and to see just the ambulance and everything out there, that's tough. But. Like I said, hopefully he makes a full recovery.
Does it put everything kind of in perspective for you?
It does. You reevaluate a lot of things and just, simple things in life, that you take for granted. But like I said, I'm praying for him.
What were you thinking of the rest of the game? Or was it hard to keep playing?
Man, it's one of those things that, it's your job, so, you obviously, have obligation to do that. But it was in the back of my mind, thinking about it. And, it's been on my mind these past couple of days, just keep on thinking about it and thinking about it.
The initial reports that he might be paralyzed, did that shock you, or was that really hard to deal with?
It was, and man, just thinking about, how his life could change and everything like that, and like I said, prayers were answered in power of prayer.
What was that like yesterday when you heard that the good news that he was moving around?
It definitely was. Just hearing that and, having people call me and tell me that was, just brought a smile to my face. And, God answers prayers and, and he's in control.
Kind of feel like a burden lifted off of you a little bit, too, with that news?
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is, you don't want, competition and everything, but you don't ever want somebody to get hurt, especially seriously hurt. And, just to, have him to be able to walk around and, like I said, hopefully have full recovery, that's great news.
Would you like to talk to him?
Definitely. Definitely like talk to him.